My first ward was G Block, which was built at the back of the hospital, separate from it, except via an underground tunnel. This was because originally it was built for patients with rheumatic fever and tuberculosis. The rest of the hospital had long, what they called Nightingale Ward, with a solarium at the end. But G Block was arranged with a sitting room in the centre, and then going out from that on each side was two single-bedded wards, two two-bedded wards, two four-bedded wards, and at the very end on the corner was a seven-bedded ward. Because the patients had tuberculosis, all the kitchen crockery was sterilised after each meal. In those days, we treated them with a combination of three drugs. They were all antibodies of different kinds, and the treatment lasted at least 6 months.